Marr, Hollywood's Unbridled Romanticization of Gun Violence Influencing Mass Shooters. By Pam Key on June 11, 2022. Comedian Bill Maher said Friday on HBO's Real Time that Hollywood's unbridled romanticization of gun violence in movies is influencing mass shootings. Maher said, "When liberals scream, 'Do something after a mass shooting,' why aren't we also dealing with the fact that the average American kid sees 200,000 acts of violence on screens before the age of 18? And that according to the FBI, one of the warning signs of a potential school shooter is a fascination with violence-filled entertainment. It's funny, Hollywood is the wokest place on earth. And in every other area of social responsibility. They have intimacy coordinators to assist with sex scenes. They hire sensitivity readers to edit scripts. Disney stood up to the Don't Say Gay law. Another studio spent $10 million to digitally edit Kevin Spacey from a movie. But when it comes to the unbridled romanticization of gun violence, crickets. Weird. The only thing we don't call a trigger is the one that actually has a trigger." He continued, "It's not just the idea presented over and over again that guns are the best solutions to life's problems. It is why the hero is using a gun. They call them action movies. They should call them revenge movies because that is the plot of every one of them. There is a sick similarity to the revenge fantasy Hollywood turns out in those of school shooters." Maher added, "Like every school shooter, our movie heroes are grievance collectors. And when it comes to action movies, there's one story. He was a nice guy, but they pushed him too far, and now it's on." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.